From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Josh Martin. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Well, the wee ass raised up in the morning when the rooster starts crowing, and the sleep from your eyes. Grab a cat head biscuit from the kitchen. Gotta get to rolling on down the line. You know them long days make a long week, but the weekend's what we're living for. Just with a line out on the water, blaze another trail on them 4x4. Well, it's hard work with just enough pay. Turning them wrenches, filling that hay. Where it's all hands on philosophy. Earning that country boy PhD. Yeah. Yeah, you can pick us out of a crowd. Cause he's a belt buckle holding up our jeans. A one ring on our back pocket. T-shirt rocking that John Deere grain. Ball cap stained with dirt and grease. Well, it's hard work, just enough pay. Turning them wrenches and filling that hay. Where it's all hands on philosophy. Earning that country boy PhD. Come on. Well, them long days make a long week, but the a weekend's what we're living for.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Becky Alfrey. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 621st live concert performance. We are pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest artist, Josh Martin. With a captivating style of guitar playing and the rich, soulful vocal integrity of someone much older and wiser than his years, Josh is a singer, songwriter, musician from Eastern Kentucky. Josh pulls his own memories and stories of growing up in the small coal mine community of Floyd County, which makes his music authentic and deeply personal. Please welcome Josh Martin and his band to the Red Barn stage.
Stumbled on a little picture of us. Started thinking about the way that it was way back when we were so in love. To tell the truth, it was getting me down. Till the truth came creeping around and it hit me. Second glass of whiskey. And I was alone before you came along. Now, girl, don't get me wrong. With you gone. Shout of them baby blues out in Las Vegas, thinking we couldn't lose. Now it's good luck finding another you love. Sunny days writing names in the sand. You were mine till the tide rolled in. Then I blew it. There's nothing to it. But I was alone before you came along. Now girl, don't get me wrong. With you gone, hurt like hell tonight. But what don't kill you makes you strong. And you know I'll just go on like I did all along before you came along. Well, every one of these 3x5s is just another memory of you in my mind. But no doubt I'm gonna be alright. Cause look here at this one. I was alone before you came along. Now, girl, don't get me wrong. With you gone, it's gonna hurt like hell tonight. But what don't kill you makes you strong. And you know I'll just go on like I did all along before you came along.
Here's Red Barn Radio's guest host, Anna Ross, speaking with Josh Martin. Anna?
Hello.
Hey, Anna.
Hello. I am so excited, right? Yeah. That's awesome. You're a Kentucky boy. Your band's all Kentucky guys, right?
Yeah, I like to call the Maynards, they're adopted Kentuckians. We've taken them into the fold.
It's a good thing. So you're from Prestonsburg. So tell me about growing up and how you ended up here on stage playing guitar for everybody, singing.
Yeah, I started playing when I was about 10 years old. My dad traveled around all Appalachia playing in churches. They had a gospel group called the Bluegrass Gospel Boys. They were trying to be like Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, and they would dress up, they'd wear the bolos and everything, leather vests and all that stuff. And I would go with him to all these churches and watch him get up there and play and do his thing in a church setting. You know, I got the urge to start learning, and Dad gave me an old electric guitar that had been handed down. I don't even know where he got it. It had a peace sign up here on the headstock. I'll never forget it. I learned Amazing Grace with one finger. I was playing the last three. I'd do that. And then I would bar for the D, like that. And that was the toughest thing. But, you know, learning like that, Dad showed me all he knew, and I just kind of took it from there. But he always told me, he said, son, if you learn how to play like Tony Rice on the guitar, we'll buy you a Martin. And I was probably 12 years old at the time, and I said, well, challenge accepted, old man. So I got a Tony Rice instructional tape, and I sat there and learned every note that Tony knew, and that really helped, you know, segue from, I was mostly playing rock music to getting a love for bluegrass music and roots music and country music in that manner.
And that is clearly what you're born to do. It's amazing.
Granny always said, son, you can't stop time. That clock won't slow no matter what you do. She'd say, it seems like yesterday I was waiting tables down at Druthers Diner, and a young man dropped a smooth one-liner. Granddad would smile and sip on that well water, lean back in his front porch chair, he'd count the cars as they drive by and say, where the hell is everybody going? I'd always find a good excuse, somewhere to go, something to do. If I only knew one day that I'd wake up, I would say I wish I had that time again. I'd smile, I'd laugh, I'd sell, I'd love, I'd talk, and make sure I'd listen. Take the time to let it all sink in. Yeah, I wish I had that time again. These days feel like a factory engine running. There's only one man working all three shifts. Nothing like when we were kids, and girl, I still could taste the need you on your lips. Maybe that was way back then, and now I wish I had that time again. I'd smile,
Tell me about when you figured out that you could do this. Was it just a natural transition into music? I know you didn't study music in school, so.
I guess through high school, me and Dad, he had built a studio above an apartment at the house, and he would have different groups come in and record records. I was always really curious about, you know, how that whole process came about, and I would sit there and watch everything that they did. And all through high school, local songwriters would bring me rough songs that they would put together, you know, just lyrics, and say, here, put music to it. You know, I would sit down and actually chart out these songs before I knew anything about what happened in Nashville, you know, how they done that in the studios in Nashville. I would chart out all these songs and lay a rhythm bed down with the guitar, and then go grab a bass and sit there and figure out, you know, what I needed to play on the bass and start building the orchestra, if you wish, you know. And I guess through that process and turning that into kind of like an income flow, mm-hmm. in high school, I said, well, shoot, maybe I could do this the rest of my life.
So you studied accounting.
So I studied accounting to get a business sense.
Totally, so we go from there to accounting. Absolutely.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do it the rest of my life.
So. You were in accounting for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then you followed the passions. That's awesome.
I couldn't have done it without my beautiful wife.
Now, she is here, and she is beautiful. And yes. I heard you have a couple little ones. What, 7-month-old, is that right?
Got a
7-month-old?
Got a 7-month-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So no sleep.
Go in spurts.
Little snippets here and there.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you sleep till 3 o'clock.
So you could be sleeping now, and we just don't know it. This could be sleep playing.
But
we
chose to be here with you fine people.
That's so great. That is. We're so glad that you did.
Don't walk across that floor. Don't think about that room, 'cause boy, what's behind that door sure to put a hurting on you. Walk in, she'll be painting candy red on her lips, slipping into that lacy dress, saying, baby, can you help me with this? Sometimes these walls talk about the time of day or night. Sometimes these walls talk. You're gonna wanna grab you a glass and a bottle off of the shelf. I recommend you drink it fast, 'cause she's coming on strong as hell. She's back there right now. Yeah, she's tearing down them shelves, slipping in to wait you out. So you're better off sleeping on the couch. Sometimes these walls don't, about the time the day or night falls, and they'll just start closing in. Can't tear them down, can't shut them up, can't tune them out. They'll take it from the top, won't stop till they've said it all. With her walking in, and it ends with her walking right out. Sometimes these walls talk. Sometimes these walls, they're tall. They'll just start closing in. Can't tear them down, can't shut them up, can't tune them out. They'll take from the top, won't stop till they set it on. Sometimes these walls talk. Sometimes these walls talk. Oh, yeah, now.
All right, so let's talk about a really exciting thing that's coming up, your album.
Yes.
And where you are in that process, because I know it's not quite finished, but
right. It
is on the horizon, and that is very exciting. So tell us a little bit about that process right now.
We got a new record coming out, and we just finished tracking all the instruments last week down in Nashville. It's basically the story of coming from Floyd County, Kentucky, and it took about 4 years to write. All the songs on it are geared around like the sentiment of growing up in a place where the rest of the world has seemed to like run off and leave in the dust in a sense, and how we were totally unaware of that growing up there, but then through music getting to go out and see what the rest of the world is like in 2018 and kind of just reflect on all that stuff. We recorded it in 2 days. We did 10 songs in 2 days, which is pretty intense. It's amazing when you call these musicians in Nashville, because most of them didn't even know who I was at the time, number one. And then they have no clue what they're walking into either, as far as stylistically, what kind of music are we playing. And these guys, I knew that it was going to be a good click. I got JT Cure, which plays with Chris Stapleton, to play the bass. A guy named Steve Brewster, which is amazing, amazing drummer. He actually is touring with Peter Cetara from Chicago right now. And so he brought a cool little vibe. And then James Mitchell, which is on the road with Alison Krauss right now. He played some of the electric guitar on it. And then me and my buddy Corey Cottle, who's also from Prestonsburg, an amazing keys player. And we just went in and let it all hang out, as they used to say.
And you didn't have to play all the tracks yourself.
No,
it was really cool.
It was really awesome.
You ever heard that sun touch down when the crickets kick in their sound and the whistle blows and the freight train rolls by rumbling the ground? Nightingale tune brings up the moon as the front porch calls folk from miles around and the banjo comes out. Sounds like a song from a mountain stream through the soul and the heart of me. Where I'm from is always a part of me, and it will be till the beat stops and they lay me down. Like a song. Hear that engine whine through the whispering pines. I'm leaving home, running down the road towards the county line. Rocking the Skaggs flat top in the back. Grandpa's memory just riding along. Say, son, go on. Sound like a song. Soul and the heart of me. Where I'm from is always a part of me, and it will be until the beat stops and they lay me down. Gonna sound like the raindrops tapping out a tune on the tin roof. I'll just break out this guitar and find that groove. Play a little something from my roots. Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a song. And they lay me down. Gonna sound like the raindrops tapping out a tune on the tin roof. I'll just break guitar and find that groove. Play a little something from my roots, yeah. It sounds like a song. Yeah, it sounds like a song. Sound like a song, yeah.
Thank you. So what kind of music do you listen to that you think people would be surprised by? Is there anything in particular that you like that you think there's no way people would know this?
I don't know. I love to dive into different musics all the time. Like, I was on a big jazz kick there because of Corey Cottle. Yeah. Pat Metheny group, I was listening to them a lot. Just to kind of get my head around what in the world these guys are doing. I didn't study music, so all of that stuff just is new territory for me. And I always like broadening, you know, the spectrum of what we can do in music. Yeah. And other than that, I mean, back in high school, I was big on John Mayer and Dave Matthews and and all that jam band stuff. And, you know, I've never been the type to single out a genre of music and say, I like this music, you know. I think that kind of shows through.
When I was listening to some of your music and making notes, there were, you know, I can hear some funk in there. Yeah. You know, I can hear some driving beats in there. And, you know, clearly with the picking, you can fly with any kind of music with that. So you can hear the influence of all the different kinds of genres in there. I think that's pretty neat.
All the boys been riding me hard for a straight week now. Seeing we got a town needing burned down, help us out. And any other old time, I'd have never probably ever thought twice. But there was something about leaving here tonight just didn't feel right. Baby, how'd you know I've been sitting here alone? About to pour up something strong, ground a memory or two. Got the buzzing like my blood, saw your message, are you home? Thing for reading my mind. So if you knew what I was wanting right now, wouldn't be surprised. So baby, tell me if you're thinking that I'm making too much of this. But I sure hope this is what I think it is. Oh baby, how'd you know I've been sitting here alone? About to pour up something strong.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Martin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Josh Martin after this break. This is Red Barn Radio,